like books? Well, so do we. So let's talk about them. This is Pages and Pages.
Pages and Pages. Pages and
Pages. Welcome to Pages and Pages, where two best friends talk about all things books. That's Sophia.
And that's Morgan.
Hey, everyone.
How are we doing today?
I'm so tired.
Morgan got how many? 3 hours?
I think about three.
That's insane.
Maybe like 3.5.
That's insane.
Yeah. I do dumb things sometimes.
Oopsie.
Whoops. But, you know, it's fine. I was productive all day. Yeah. I had an energy drink, and then I took a nap at lunch, and I had a pop also. I had lots of caffeine.
Yeah.
I'm fine now.
As soon as I leave, you're going to pass out.
I have to take a shower.
I do too.
Then I'll pass out.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well,
I got a big day tomorrow. I got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow.
Yeah, you do. You got appointments.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's insane.
The last several days, I'm like covered in paint. I don't know if you can kind of see under my nails, Morgan. We have been painting our den, which is a whole undertaking because it was this ugly brown paneling. And it's like the only way you can really cover that is paint it or tear the paneling off and then redo the fucking walls.
Right.
And we're
not gonna do that.
Not gonna do that. So we've been repainting it, and then it's taken a priming coat and then two coats of paint on top of that to do it.
That wood paneling just sucks.
It does. And my mom's like, well, you, like, before we even started, she's like, well, you should sand it down. And I was like, not gonna fucking happen. Because that would take so much fucking time.
So much time.
Actually, literally twice as long as it's taking us for us just to put.
Oh my God, it would take so long.
Yeah. So we've been doing that. And Nick got off work like 4 hours early today and came home and worked on the painting.
Nice.
Just so we didn't have to spend all weekend doing it.
Right. Because you want to enjoy your weekend and not have to do, I don't know.
Exactly. Well, because we work for 8 hours
at
least, because he's been on nines or tens this week. So we work for 8 hours and then we go home and then work for another 2 hours.
Right.
And painting.
Tired.
And then we have to make dinner.
Right.
And live our normal lives.
Right.
That really doesn't work.
No.
When you've been painting for 2 hours.
Right.
But
the room looks amazing.
It does.
I've just seen Snapchats of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in love. So
yeah.
Very happy because we had new carpet put in that room, and so we had to take everything out. Well, our tortoise enclosure was in there, so we had to take that and put it in our second bedroom. Well, now that we're going to have a baby, our tortoises can't live in the second bedroom.
No, they can't.
So we have to get so we have to empty out, or we have to take everything out of the den and then do the painting so that we can put everything back in, including the tortoises. There's a whole thing.
And it's not like it's just some small enclosure. It's huge.
It's huge. It's huge. And like that room in general in the den is like, it's got a built-in desk. It's got like all of these
things. Fireplace.
A beautiful fireplace. A decent fireplace. It's not that pretty,
I mean,
but
it
whatever.
It looks nice.
It's fine.
Yeah. Nice.
It looks nice. And you know, we will definitely have something for our kids to be like, oh my God, Santa's coming. And I'm like, yes.
Aww,
Santa's
see,
coming.
That's cute.
Right?
That's so cute. You're a tortoise, they'll never die.
I'm like, oh, maybe Santa can leave little gifts for the tortoises. That'd be so cute.
So cute.
I'm not gonna do that though. I'm not going off on the shelf either. Fuck that.
Please
shit.
Don't. That's so. I hate
so
it.
So over it.
I hate it so much.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Wonderful.
So I'm exhausted. You're exhausted.
Yeah.
What have you been reading?
Ooh, I've been reading a book.
Good.
Look at me. Let me find it on Goodreads because I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
So I've been reading Here We Go Again by Allison Cochran. It just came out at the beginning of April.
So excited.
I love it so much. It's about the story of Rosemary and Logan. They were best friends when they were in their like younger teens, and something happened and they stopped being friends and they kind of became enemies. And now they're working at the same school as teachers, as grown-ups. And
what age of school?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm asking these questions.
They don't talk about what level or what grade I have.
Okay, okay. Again, I don't know why I asked.
Their former English teacher is someone that they're both really close to, and mm-hmm. he has cancer and is dying. Mm-hmm. They only gave him a couple months to live, and he asked both of them to take him on a road trip as his dying wish. And, of course, these two nemeses, former best friends.
They're like, yeah.
Oh, we don't want to, but we will, because... Right. We love you, Joe, and
a little tension.
Mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying it so far. It's obviously they're lesbians, if you haven't guessed.
and it was like ex best friends to lovers, yeah, basically.
Yep, it's really. Yeah, I'm having a great time. I'm probably 3/4 of the way done. I wanted to have it done for today, but I got distracted.
Last night, so no judgment. Yeah. Heck yeah. No pressure, I should say. We have no... This is a no-pressure reading zone.
Yeah, you read whatever you want. And that's great. And mm-hmm. then I... Am I reading something else? No. Sorry, that's the only thing I'm reading, actually.
All right.
And it says I'm reading something else on Goodreads. It's because I started the audiobook of Happy Place by Emily Henry, and I never finished it because it got taken back.
Oopsies.
So I'm about to read the physical copy, I guess.
Oh, I get it.
I actually
started and finished Two Twisted Crowns, which is number 2 in the Shepherd King duology by mm-hmm. Rachel Gillig. Mm-hmm. It is narrated by
something with a Cora Corvette
Lisa Cordelione.
I was so close.
Is right. So finished it. I love that it was a duology, mm-hmm. that it finished in 2 books. I didn't have to wait for it like you did.
It was really upsetting.
I'm so sorry.
Because I just forgot what happened between the first book and second book because it was so long.
And the second book takes off exactly where the first book ended.
So, and there's really no recap, so you just kind of have to figure it out as you mm-hmm. go. Yeah.
I absolutely love this universe. We've talked about it several times before, mm-hmm. but there are 12 different Providence cards. There are a few copies of each, basically. And our main character, Elspeth, has been recruited by a group of people to help collect the deck.
Rapscallions. Is that a word?
Rapscallions.
I like that word. I don't know why. I just punched myself in the fit. I'm fine. Sorry.
Her death perception is off.
It just came to me. Anyway.
And there's this sickness that some people can come down with, and they are supposed to be brought to the proper authorities when they come down with it so that they can be basically executed. Because this, you know, you survive this sickness and then you gain magic. Certain magic, everyone has something different, basically. Yeah. And
the king only wants certain people to have magic, which is the point of the cards.
Exactly. And Elspeth had it several years ago, and she also has this, she was able to get the ability to basically absorb the powers of a card. And the first card she touched was a...
Oh.
I can't remember. Nightmare? No. Not nightmare, but...
And that's what I want to call it, was a nightmare card. It was I don't remember what card it was.
But, when she did it, she also absorbed, like, the spirit of, this guy. I think she calls him, like, the monster or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, like, lives in her head. And that's kind of strange.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Just a demon in my head.
No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was really beautifully written. I enjoyed the story. And it kept me very interested, so I
awesome.
I finished it.
Yay!
I also have picked up the book, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
It's called Disorientation by Elaine Hesh Chow.
We suck at picking up books for book
club. We really do. This is obviously a book club book.
We should be fired.
This is narrated by Jennifer Kim. Jennifer does a great job.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read... Jesus Christ, this description. A Taiwanese-American woman coming of age consciousness ignites eye-opening revelations and chaos on a college campus in this outrageously hilarious and startlingly tender debut novel. I don't find anything hilarious in this movie, or in this book.
Oh, no.
29-year-old PhD student Ingrid Yang is desperate to finish her dissertation on the late canonical poet Zhao Wen Chao and never read about Chinese-y things again.
Okay.
But after years of grueling research, all she has to show for her efforts are junk food addiction and stomach pain. When she accidentally stumbles upon a curious note in Chow's archives one afternoon, she's convinced herself it's her ticket out of academic hell. But Ingrid's in much deeper than she thinks. Her clumsy exploits to unravel the note's message lead to an explosive discovery, upending not only her sheltered life within academia, but her entire world beyond it. With her trusty friend Eunice Kim by her side and her rival Vivian Vo, hot on her tail, together they set off on a roller coaster of mishaps and misadventures from book burnings and OCT drug hallucinations. OTC. Did I say that right? I don't know.
Yeah.
To hot button protests and yellow peril 2.0 propaganda. In the aftermath, nothing looks the same to Ingrid, including her gentle and doting fiancé, Stephen Green. When he embarks on a book tour with the super kawaii Japanese author he translated, doubts and insecurities creep in for the first time. As the events Ingrid instigated keep spiraling, she'll have to confront her sticky relationship to white men and white institutions.
Oh.
And most of all, herself.
Wow. This is the longest description ever.
That's basically it. There's another paragraph in this, but that's just other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So how are you liking it?
It addresses a lot of, and it doesn't word it like this, but a cultural appreciation in comparison to cultural appropriation.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's kind of a little bit of a spoiler, but she finds out, like, her fiance, she's the third Asian woman, East Asian woman that he has dated in a row.
Okay.
And he's like a Japanese translator. He's a white man.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of gets the feeling like after all this time, she's like, oh my gosh, does he just have like yellow fever? Is this a fetish for him? Like that type of thing. And this comes after finding out some stuff about this poet that she has been doing like her dissertation doctoral like thing for like 8 years. And our world comes to a crashing halt. I hate how it says it's funny because it's not.
Right, I haven't found hilarious.
Anything funny right. in this book. Absolutely not.
Interesting.
Like she breaks into someone's house and I'm like fucking terrified. And I'm like, is that supposed to be funny? Because it's not.
Because it's not. Okay.
And she finds out something horrible when she's in there. So maybe don't do that. Her friend and there's like a kind of goofy situation when they're like, ooh, we have to have a heist. We got to break into this place after dark. And it's, or, you know, when it's closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, that's not going to work. Well, we'll do it during the day. And they're like, that scene was kind of funny, but like that was the one instance.
Right.
The rest of the time, it's just really sad how people, you know, like there's just so much of like, I don't know. People, it's like there's a lot of racism towards East Asian people. And, you know, it seems like a lot more people are more outraged when there's racism towards black people than there are towards, you know, Asian people or whatever it might be. And then it comes to the point where it's like, you know, can someone who's a really good actor play a role of a white actor play the role of an East Asian person, you know, if they can do it really well, you know, and it's just it feels icky,
right?
And but like you see both sides of all of it, it's just very interesting, but it makes me feel uncomfortable, which is good that we're reading books in book club that do make us feel uncomfortable, so that we can have those
Discussions. Yeah.
So, but I'm not loving it. No. It's not funny. It's not a funny book.
Which it's supposed to be. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's life.
It's just really sad. Like, her life is just really sad. Like, she's, like, addicted to, like, allergy medication, and then she switches to a different medication, and, like, she's making ulcers in her stomach, so she's, like, taking pain meds for it, and it's like, stop.
Okay.
Get your shit together.
Bit of a mess.
Let's move on to today's topic, shall we?
Let's shall.
Excellent.
Woo!
So today, I'm gonna call it, like, Read It or Rip It. But it's like movie edition. So what I've done is I've come up with a list of 14 book to movie adaptations that actually came out in 2023. Mm-hmm. One of them is a remake of an older. One of them is a remake of a movie of the book. This is the maybe second just, adaptation of that
okay.
book.
Okay, I was like, just explain it when we get there. Who knows?
Okay, cool. So the first one on my list is Killers of the Flower Moon.
Mm-hmm.
This book is by David Graham with two N's.
Mm.
And the movie came out in 2023. It stars, most notably, obviously, Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro. And there are several indigenous actors in it as well, which we love.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember reading Killers of the Flower Moon.
We did read this for book club.
For book club. Do I remember what it's about?
No.
Not particularly. Is that the one where it, like, all takes place at, like, a... All these different people are coming together for a... No, that's a different
For
one.
A powwow?
Yeah.
That is They're There by Tommy Orange.
Oh, I liked that one.
I think. Okay. Yes, that one was really good because, like, the kids, like, 3D print the gun or whatever.
Yeah.
Very scary, although there is, like, a sequel of that that just came out, I think, late last year, early this year. So, I have it on hold on Bridges.
Okay.
This is about, Osage Nation elders bury a ceremonial pipe mourning their descendants' assimilation into white American society. Wandering through their Oklahoma reservation during the annual flower moon phenomena of... Fields of blooms, several Osage find oil gushing from the ground. The tribe becomes wealthy as it retains mineral rights and members share in oil lease revenue. Though law requires white court-appointed legal guardians to manage the money of full and half-blood members, assuming their quote-unquote incompetence. Do you remember now? So the book is nonfiction.
Yeah.
Taking place around 1919. I'm not quite sure when the original oil was struck.
Right.
But yeah, it talks a lot about the mistreatment of the Osage people and our Osage Nation and how these people just get murdered, and it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It was crazy and horrible and sad and
right.
Yeah.
That being said, would you watch the movie?
No,
I wouldn't either. Because it's sad.
Yeah.
And I don't like sad movies.
Isn't it also like 3 hours long?
That is a really great question.
I swore this movie, or maybe I'm thinking of Oppenheimer.
206 minutes.
Yeah, that's too long. I'm sorry. I don't want to watch a movie that's that.
That's that long. No.
And that's just a me. It's a me thing. Right? It's not my kind of movie either. It's nothing against the movie or the story. It's just not a movie that I think I'll enjoy.
I completely understand. And I actually 100% agree.
Yeah.
However, it did get a 7.6 on IMDb.
Okay.
And a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So it's people enjoyed it.
People enjoyed it. So it must have, you know, been a great representation of, you know, the topic. So
yeah, I've never heard anything about... You know, the Native American representation in it. So I don't...
I assumed it was good.
Maybe because they haven't
paid... I'm making assumptions.
No, I just haven't paid attention because I really had no interest in seeing the movie. So exactly. I did not pay attention whatsoever.
I completely understand.
Yeah.
Our next book on the list...
Yeah, sorry. Sophia did all the work today.
I did.
I'm just here.
No, it's fine. That's okay. You're tired. And that way we don't have to worry about going back and forth.
That's true.
So second one is actually Oppenheimer, the movie, which is based on American Prometheus by Kai Bird and Martin J. Sherwin. Oppenheimer obviously came out in 2023. This 3-hour movie stars Cillian Murphy, Florence Pugh, Robert Downey Jr., Emily Blunt, Matt Damon.
A lot of famous people.
Yes. It did get 8.3 out of 10 on IMDb and 93% on Rotten Tomatoes as well, which is bonkers.
And I've obviously heard it's very good. It won lots of Oscars, I think.
And yes. And this
Barbie got shunned. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
I want Barbie.
Did it come out the same day or within the same week?
Yeah, it came out, I think, the same day.
Same weekend.
Yeah, weekend. Because they call it like Barbenheimer.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
The plot of this, for those who might not know, is 1926, the 22-year-old doctoral student J. Robert Oppenheimer grappled with anxiety and homesickness while studying experimental quantum physics under Patrick Blackett at University of Cambridge. Oppenheimer clashes with Blackett and leaves him in a poisoned apple, but later retrieves it. Visiting scientist Niels Bohr advises Oppenheimer to study theoretical physics at the University of Gotland. So this is basically the story of the dude who built the atomic bomb. Yeah,
right.
Behind the atomic bomb.
Yep, that's what I understand it as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This movie's only 180 minutes compared to 206.
Oh, good. That's great.
Yeah. Absolutely bonkers.
I think it would hurt in the theater if I watched that. Unless you watched in the Dream Loungers. Sorry.
Would you read the book?
No.
Would you watch the movie?
I'd watch the movie more than read the book.
Yeah. I would.
Yeah.
But I don't, again, want to.
I don't want to.
Because the atomic bomb is disgusting.
Yeah. Correct. There's no desire in me to watch it.
Right.
But I would rather watch the movie than read the book.
Yes.
Because I also have no desire to read the book. So.
Given the option being between the two.
I can watch the movie in 3 hours and be done.
Or
spend forever reading this book that I also don't care about.
Exactly.
So, because, yeah, atomic bomb, bad.
Bad.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah, no bueno.
Number three, no, I'm so sorry. Yes, number three on our list is Poor Things by Alistair Gray.
I didn't know this was a book.
It is. We just got it at the library.
Fantastic.
This movie obviously came out in 2023. It's 2 hours and 21 minutes long. Stars Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, Willem Dafoe. Oh. That's all I recognize for names. So I'll stop there. This is... takes place in Victorian London.
Okay. The
medical student Max McCandles becomes an assistant
to the
eccentric surgeon Goodwin Baxter. Max falls in love with Goodwin's ward, Bella, a childlike young woman. Goodwin reveals that Bella's body is that of a woman who was pregnant and killed herself by leaping off a bridge.
What?
Goodwin then replaced the woman's brain with that of her fetus, giving her an infant's mind and named her Bella Baxter.
Oh. Huh.
That's a thing that happened.
Wow. Didn't you watch the movie?
No.
Who watched it?
Somebody you knew?
Destiny watched it.
Oh. Did she like it?
She was weird as fuck.
Yeah.
With lots of sex in it.
See, I don't. It's kind of icky. The fact that it's the brain of an infant.
I would watch it because I love Emma Stone.
Yeah, and Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo.
At least I'm a big Mark Ruffalo fan.
No, I am a Mark Ruffalo fan. He's just not very tall. It's not his fault. Anyway, doesn't matter. It's Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
But
he doesn't have a little man complex, which I like.
Yes, he seems very gentle and nice. Exactly. I don't know if it's because that's the characters that he play, but he just. He seems just, like, very gentle.
Yeah. Even if he's the Hulk.
Even if he's the Hulk. He's still nice and sweet as the Hulk. It's fine.
Exactly. Sorry. Continue.
Um, Because I've heard so many weird things. I'm so sorry. If you can hear the birds outside.
The windows are open.
It was nice today.
Not I'm sorry. You're welcome.
They're my pet birds. They're my pet birds outside.
They live outside.
They live outside in my apartment. It's fine. I would watch it only because everyone's talking about it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's got the hype. It won a bunch of Oscars.
Yes, and if you've seen the trailer, like, it's funny. It looks funny.
It looks funny.
She's like, oh, there are children over here. They're being loud. I must hit them or something like that.
It's so, I don't know. It just seems really weird. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I would be intrigued. Agreed. I would watch it, but I would also be doing something else.
Yes.
Be playing the Switch, mm-hmm. be crocheting, doing something else.
Yeah, because like we said, it was, what, 2 hours and...
It's like 2.5 hours or something, right?
Yeah. 2 hours and 21 minutes. It did get a 7.9 out of 10 for IMDb.
Okay.
And a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's so high.
That is so high.
I just heard it's so weird.
So, with that question, would you read the book?
I feel like a terrible book lover, because I'm like, no, I don't want to read the book.
Right, because it'll take longer.
It'll take longer, and it sounds fucking weird.
Agreed.
That's not the kind of books that I like to read.
Right.
I like to read to escape and have fun, and that just sounds weird as shit.
It doesn't seem like a very long book either. Okay. I mean, I just held it in my hand for, you know, a minute. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Next book, number 4 on our list, is The Color Purple by Alice Walker.
Mm-hmm.
The first adaptation of this book was in 1985, I think, starring
Oprah. Yep.
And Whoopi Goldberg. Yes.
Oh.
And Danny Glover.
Ooh.
And I don't recognize.
I've never seen it.
Oh, and Lawrence Fishburne.
I've never seen it. I'm a terrible person.
I watched it once because my high school English teacher, every time I'd walk by her, she'd go, Sophia, Sophia, Sophia. And that's one of the characters' name. And like, this woman is a fucking asshole. And love that. Mm-hmm. So, thanks for the compliment, Teach.
We loved her.
Yeah, she was great.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, the movie that came out in 2023 is 141 minutes.
Perfect.
So, 2 hours and 21 minutes.
Okay.
Which is pretty funny.
Yep.
It stars Halle Bailey, Tarji P. Henderson, Daniel Brooks, Coleman Domingo, Corey Hawkins, H-E-R, the artist from the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll stop there.
Yep.
This is a 1909 Georgia teenager, Cecily Harris, lives with her sister Nettie and an abusive father Alfonso. Her mother died some time ago, after which Alfonso started raping Cecily. This causes her to become pregnant twice. When Cecily gives birth to her second child, Alfonso takes the child away and has done as he had done with her first. Then he forces her to marry a local farmer and father of three, Albert Mr. Johnson.
I read the book.
Yep, you did.
Yes.
Okay.
And 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think I read it in college. Probably not that long ago, but
still.
Still, it was long. It was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely watch the movie. Even though I know it would be terrible. Not terrible, but like,
it's sad.
It's a sad story.
Yeah.
And I would cry.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, you know, not a good, but it's
good.
Yeah.
Yes. I've watched the 1985 version. Right. That was so sad. However, this version is a musical.
What?
It is a musical.
What? I'm sorry. What?
I mean, that makes sense on this why her's in there.
Yeah. But
this is produced by Oprah, which I think is cool.
That is very cool. I'm confused in how it's a musical. But now I'm more intrigued, I think, because I love musicals.
Agreed.
So
I don't know if that's one I'm going to be able to sing along to. Maybe.
I don't think I'll be humming those lyrics later, but
I'm gonna jam in the car to this.
Anyway.
So it did get a 6.9 out of 10 on IMDb.
Okay.
And an 82 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Still fairly high, so.
Yes. Actually, this is a better description. It says, torn apart from her sister and her children. I think it's Cecily, right?
I think that's right.
Faces many hardships in life, including an abusive husband, with support from a sultry singer named Suge Avery. As well as her stand-her-ground stepdaughter, Cecily ultimately finds extraordinary strength in the unbreakable bonds of a new kind of sisterhood.
Aww. Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound better, but, you know.
But it sounds
like there's a little bit of hope.
Exactly. Yeah. I just remember being like, oh my God. Like, it was like one of those things where it was like, oh, this is going to be on Dish. I'll record it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miss Teacher always, you know, mentions this movie around me. I probably should watch it. And then I watched it and I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Next one on our list.
Yes. What's the next one?
Is Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret by Judy Blume.
Okay. I didn't know this was. Where have I been? This was made into a movie?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Obviously, it's a Judy Blume book. I think I'm going to be horrible and just, I think it came out in the 80s. Oh, it's 1970.
Holy shit.
Published. Yeah. I'm assuming it takes place then as well. Do not quote me. Or the book. The movie.
It's like a coming-of-age story,
yeah.
You know, about says, Margaret.
Yeah. It says 11-year-old Margaret moves to a new town and starts to contemplate everything about life, friendship, and adolescence. She relies on her mother, Barbara, who offers loving support, and her grandmother, Sylvia, who's come to terms to finding happiness in the next phase of her life. Questions of identity, one's place in the world, and what brings meaning to life soon brings them closer together than ever before.
I read this.
Did you?
I did. Okay. I only distinctly remember, I read it as a teenager, like 11. I think I was around her age, you know, when I read it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, periods. Because talking about periods.
It does. Yes. And I remember a scene from the trailer and like she has to go to a store and try on bras or something like that.
Yeah.
Ah.
Scary as an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I related a lot to the things that were happening in that book when I read it.
Mm-hmm. Would you watch the movie?
I'd watch the movie.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. It sounds
That's cute.
Sweet and wholesome.
Right?
Yeah.
This movie is 106 minutes long.
It also so short.
Stars Abby Ryder Forson as Margaret, but then we also have Rachel McAdams.
Oh.
Elle Graham. Apparently, Judy Blume is in it. Yes. Kathy Bates.
I'm sure Judy Blume sitting at a bar, or Judy Blume is sitting at a restaurant. Here you go, Judy. Here you go, Judy. Here you go, Stephanie.
Here you go, Stephanie.
It was really cool at the time. Now you're like, Jesus Christ, Stephanie Meyer, get out of Twilight.
Get out of your movie, you dumbass.
Get out of your movie. You're not Stan Lee.
Exactly.
He is cool.
Did she do it before him?
No.
What?
No. Real?
What year did Iron Man come out? That was one of the first ones, right?
No.
First Marvel movie Stanley was in. We have to look up the first Marvel movie that Stanley was in, and then we have to look up what year Twilight came out.
Oh my God. Stan Lee began physically appearing in Marvel Media Productions with 1989's The Trial of the Incredible Hulk as a jury foreman when he witnessed David Banner hulking out before fleeing the scene.
Oh, thank God.
So, thank God, no. She stole it from Stan Lee. How dare you, Stephanie Meyer. Get out of Twilight. Anyway.
Next one I have.
Is it Twilight? No, that's Twilight. That wouldn't make any sense, Morgan. You're a dummy.
You silly goose.
Did I mention I had 3 hours to sleep?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Continue.
Next one we have is Priscilla, which is based on the book Elvis and Me by Priscilla Presley and Sandra Harmon.
Uh-huh.
Priscilla is 1 hour and 53 minutes long, starring Jacob Elordi.
I've never... Elordi?
Elordi, thank you.
I was like, have I heard his name pronounced out loud?
Kaylee Spinay.
Mm, sounds right.
I don't recognize any of the other actors because I'm a dick.
Well,
I probably would. It received a 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb and an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is, I mean, I'm not even going to read the description. Yeah, it's about Priscilla.
It's about Priscilla.
Presley.
Yeah.
And Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Would you watch it or read it?
I would not read it. However, I would watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad is a really big Elvis fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how well this portrays, you know, the fact that I think Priscilla even says, like, I don't know if it was in interviews or in this book, how, like, he wouldn't even sleep with her after she had their daughter because, like, she was, like, tainted.
Ew.
Or something like that. Like, it was, like, really icky. Like, I read a lot of facts about him, and I was like, he was not a good guy. Also, he didn't write any of his music.
Right.
It was just stolen from the black community.
Mm-hmm.
Which helped bring those songs to light.
Right.
However,
but not from a white
their
man.
Original artists
right.
were pushed to the side.
Right.
So, it's like, not that he had white savior complex. It was more like, ooh, I'm going to sing that.
Yeah, I'll sing. I can sing it better than you. I'm Elvis.
Yeah.
Blech.
He was an amazing singer, but I just don't think he was that good of a person. That's just my opinion.
Yep. I would not read or watch it, to be honest. I don't give a single shit about Elvis or
I get
Priscilla.
It.
Yeah, I don't.
I really did like the other Elvis movie that came out.
Uh-huh.
I think it was just called Elvis.
I think it was called Elvis. It had that guy in it that I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Austin Butler.
Butler.
Yes. Because he had the accent for a while. It was really weird.
But kind of hot.
Because he's kind of hot. Yeah.
Next one on my list is The Boys in the Boat by Daniel James Brown.
Uh-huh.
This is 2 hours and 4 minutes long.
Okay.
It's got a 6.9 out of 10 on IMDb and a 58% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yikes!
Oof!
This is about that team, that rowing team?
No.
Yes.
The 1936 1936 rowing team of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. My answer is no and no.
If I would never read the book.
Yeah.
If I had cable and I was searching for something to watch and it was on like the FX.
Beginning. Yeah.
And I'm like, there's nothing else to watch. I'll put this on.
Like in a hotel.
I'll watch this, but then I'm also going to scroll on my phone.
Yeah.
And look up and be like, oh, look at that.
I think it's something like my dad would watch.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think my dad would also watch it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Calum Turner, Joel Edgerton, Jack Mulhern, and Hadley Robinson.
Huh.
I'm just listing off.
Yep, I don't have any of them are. Got no clue. Are we so detached from today's
100%
movie,
yes.
society, whatever, culture?
100%.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I know what I want to watch, and it's Pride and Prejudice 2005.
100%.
And the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes a Lego movie.
Maybe the Lego movie.
In Atlantis.
Yeah. I just know what I want to watch, and it's not that movie.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We kind of suck. It's fine.
It's fine.
Next we have...
We saw the new Ghostbusters
we
movie.
We saw the good... and we hated on the mom the whole time.
Oh, because she sucks. She's just not a good mom.
No, she's not.
I don't like her.
I don't either.
Anyway.
Next we have Nimona by N.D. Stevenson.
Ooh.
Now this is
Ooh.
A movie on Netflix. It is 1 hour and 41 minutes. It could have been twice as long. I had a great time. Sorry, I already watched it. It got a 7.5 out of 10 on IMDb and a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's fantastic.
It's so good. I actually ended up buying the... It's based on a graphic novel.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up buying it. I haven't read it yet. I had a great time
mm-hmm.
with the movie. It has Eugene Lee Yang as the Ambrose guy, one of the main characters, and Chloe Grace Moretz as Nimona herself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It also has RuPaul, Sarah Sherman, Becker Bennett, like some great actors
mm-hmm.
As voice actors because this is animated. And it says, the citizens of a medieval futuristic kingdom are protected by the Institute of Elite Knights, established by the legendary heroine Glorith, who vanquished a great black monster and enclosed the kingdom with a high wall 1,000 years ago. Ballister Boldheart is the first commoner to become a knight, as Queen Valerin is trying to change tradition so that, quote, anyone can be a hero. During the ceremony, a laser shot from Ballister's sword kills Valerin. Ballister's boyfriend and fellow knight, Ambrose Goldenloin, becomes distraught and disarms Ballister, dismembering Ballister's right arm in the process. Ballister becomes a fugitive. And he later runs into Nemona, who can shapeshift into just about fucking anything. And she's a badass, and I love her. Mm-hmm. And I would definitely read the book, and I absolutely love the movie. How about
you? Fantastic. I started it because I think we watched
it together. I made you start the movie the first and like then 10 minutes. I
immediately forgot about it. It's not because the movie is not good. It was good. It I was had really a good time. Good. Yeah. I have a short attention span sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's just like poof, gone from my brain.
Yeah.
So I would love to watch it. I would love to finish
it. You will watch it.
Yes. And I would also read the graphic novel.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yes.
The next one I have, I think you're going to have a lot of opinions on it.
Oh, no.
It is. 1 second.
Your computer went dark.
What? Mine?
Yeah, because it was reflected on your face and it was gone.
Oh, it's because it's in dark mode. But on Wikipedia, there's no dark mode.
Oh.
See? All right.
Whoa.
A Haunting in Venice, which is based on Halloween Party by Agatha Christie. I think that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is 1 hour and 43 minutes long.
Of torture. Sorry.
Tina Fey, Kelly Riley, Michelle Young. Jamie Dornan, I think that's the guy who played
Christian Grey. Forever known as Christian Grey.
Exactly.
Yes.
It got a 6.5 out of 10 for IMDb and a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. Before we get into what this is about, Morgan, what can you tell us what this movie's about?
Let me, hold on. I am drawing 100% blank about this
because you saw it.
I did see it.
In theaters.
Yes.
Theater.
I don't know why. Okay. Something's haunted. Oh, fuck.
It takes place in 1947.
Okay, someone's going to read the description.
Mm-hmm.
Now retired and living in self-imposed exile in the world's most glamorous city, this person's name, reluctantly attends a seance at a decaying, haunted palazzo. He soon gets thrust.
World.
That's not...
Words are hard.
That's what it says. He soon gets thrust.
All right.
It's not right.
Okay.
He soon gets thrust into a sinister world of shadows and secrets when one of the guests is murdered. I know I hated this movie. I thought it was terrible and boring. And I thought if this was what Agatha Christie novels are like, I never want to read one. I thought it was so bad. And it had Tina Fey in it.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
But what the fuck?
But how? Oh, it was a sequel? Oh, God. I don't know if it was supposed to be spooky, but it wasn't spooky because it's called Haunting in Venice. And I honestly don't remember anything that happens in it.
Yeah.
Because I think I just blocked it from my brain.
Yeah.
Because it was that bad.
Oh, no. Yeah, what was it? Like a 53%? I'm sorry. I've moved on to other better things, but...
Yeah, there's a storm and they have a... They have like a party and they want to have a seance because someone was, I don't know. It was not great. I don't know.
That's really sad.
Yeah. Bummer of a movie. Do not like it.
Number 10.
Okay.
Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe by Benjamin Alire Senes.
I believe it's Sans.
Sans. Thank you.
Benjamin Sans.
Sorry, and I wasn't struggling over the last name as much. Oh, which you're correct,
sorry.
And I would have pronounced it wrong. But it was like Alire, and I was like, is that Did I switch around the letters? Because I feel like sometimes I'm autistic. Mm-hmm. Not autistic. Dyslexic. Well, maybe a little bit. But sometimes I feel like I'm dyslexic. So I think I switch letters around. So
sometimes I feel like I'm autistic.
This movie is 1 hour and 36 minutes long.
What movie again? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I got it. I'm back. We had a brief interruption.
A 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb and a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Starring Max Paleo, Reese Gonzalez, Eugene Derbez, Isabel Gomez, and Eva Longoria.
Isabel Gomez.
Ooh. Doesn't that sound so pretty?
Yeah. This is a story of two boys.
That takes place in 1987.
Takes place in 1987, and they are gay, and they love each other.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know what it's about. Okay. I'm making it up as I go.
It's
contributing
on the friendship between two teenagers who are Mexican Americans, and they're loners in El Paso, and they explore new, unusual friendship and the difficult road to self-discovery.
Mm-hmm.
There is queerness in it, and I don't necessarily think it's, like, together.
Okay.
I read it.
Yeah.
I did read the book.
Mm-hmm.
I remember not loving it, because a lot. I'm here for the people to fall in love.
Yeah.
Not for them to discover things about themselves. Which is really dumb of me. I just didn't love the writing style, maybe.
Oh,
I just found it really boring.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Would you watch the movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would. How about you?
I think I would, too.
Do you think you'd read the book?
No.
No. That's okay. And I do know...
No. I don't.
I do know as well that there is a sequel...
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That came out in 2021,
mm-hmm.
which it seems like it was a lot sooner than that, but whatever.
Time means nothing.
Time means nothing. Mm-hmm. And it's called Aristotle and Dante Dive into the Waters of the World.
Oh.
So I think they come back together a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think one of them moves away at the end. Spoiler.
Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, dumb bitch.
Oh my god.
Are you ready for the next one?
I would love to hear the next one.
Awesome, because I am not ready. I don't know why I asked if you were ready, because I was not.
How dare you?
Number 11 on our list. I accidentally pasted instead of copied.
So, you're doing great.
It did not come up how I wanted it to. There we go. This is Knock at the Cabin. This is based on The Cabin at the End of the World by Paul G. Tremblay.
Mm-hmm.
This movie, 1 hour and 40 minutes long, mm-hmm. has Dave Bautista.
Mm-hmm.
This is M. Night Shyamalan, and this is infomercial host, which is hilarious. Rupert Grint.
I mean, he directed it.
Right.
Was he in a... Okay,
he was in it, I guess. Yep. Rupert Grint, Jonathan Groff,
mm-hmm.
Ben Aldridge, Abby Quinn...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And 6.1 out of 10 and 67%.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read it and or watched it?
I watched the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. It didn't wow me. My mom and I went to go watch it because it was scary. It was supposed to be scary.
Yeah.
It was good. I liked it. Mm-hmm. I would read the book. I read the book's really good.
Really? Do you want to give a synopsis of the plot, kind of, off the top of your head?
So Jonathan Groff and his husband and their daughter. I don't know. He's who I remember. I don't know who his husband was. I love him so much. He's adorable. They are in a vacation cabin.
In the middle of the woods.
In the middle of the woods. But it's like a bougie cabin. It's nice. Mm-hmm. I think. I don't know. Whatever. And they have these people come randomly knock at their door. And it's like a group of people. It's like Dave Bautista and Rupert Grint and a bunch of other people.
Yeah, like three or four.
Yeah,
people.
They have weapons. And
they're like, hey.
Hey, you have to choose one of you to die. And if you do that, you will save the world.
And if not, it's all
if not,
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Save the world.
Kill yourself or your husband.
Yeah, it was like really thought-provoking and brutal. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of death.
Yeah, because it's like, what would you choose? Like, would you choose yourself so that your spouse can live?
Right.
Or would you choose your spouse? Like, so right. I wouldn't want my husband to have to deal with
right
the guilt of me dying.
Right. You're obviously not choosing your kid. You're going to choose one of your adults.
Yeah.
The kid's going to live. Yeah. Which one of you is going to die?
Yeah.
And she was so cute. She was adorable.
Yeah, she was so cute.
She's a widow.
I saw the trailer for it.
Yes. I thought it was a good movie.
Mm-hmm. I would probably read the book.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would not watch the movie. Movies make me nervous.
It does have a little bit of jump scares.
Yeah, and I don't like
them. And it's some thrilling action stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the other
and I'd rather read that on page.
Right. Because it's not going to come out. It's not going to come out and scare you. So.
Right.
Like a movie will.
I can pause it at any time.
Right. Like, haha. You can't have a movie you.
That's out as well. However, it's different.
Yeah. I'm not going to be jump scared by a book.
Exactly.
Yeah. So fuck you.
So fuck you.
Goddamn movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was so fun. Not fun. But like seeing Dave Bautista in such a different role than you know him as in like the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
You're like, you're usually this big dude covered in blue and you're like, and here she's just like in a button up shirt and like glasses. I'm like, look at you. You're adorable. Yeah. You're an adorable man. That's humongous.
He's ginormous. He's
so big.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So I'd definitely read it.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Next movie we have is The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes by Suzanne Collins.
Mm-hmm.
This is the fourth book / fifth installment, fifth movie, fourth book of obviously the Hunger Games series. 2 hours and 37 minutes long. It got a 6.8 out of 10 and a 64% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Let me tell you my gripe. I think this book didn't need to exist.
Correct.
This book, there's no reason why this book should have been made or written.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives a single shit about presidents? No.
Mm-hmm.
No one. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he deserved a backstory because he sucked. So,
exactly. This is a prequel.
Yeah.
To, obviously, The Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
It stars Rachel Zegler. She is absolutely fucking gorgeous.
Oh, she's adorable.
Tom Blythe, Hunter Schafer, Jason Schwartzman, Peter Dinklage, Viola Davis.
Oh. Hunter Schafer is from Euphoria.
That makes sense because she plays Tigress.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
So, obviously some notable actors.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, this is a prequel about, you know, how Snow became who he is. Such a weird Coriolanus.
Yeah.
Weird fucking name. It's a mouthful.
Ma'am, don't have the word anus. I'm sorry.
It literally has the word. Like, it doesn't just sound like anus. It says...
Suzanne.
Anus.
Why?
Right? Why? Nick and I did watch this.
Mm-hmm.
I have not read it, and I will not.
But
it was good. It was too long.
It's, yeah, very long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the main actress, what was her name again? Rachel Zegler.
Zegler.
Gorgeous. Watch it for her.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
She's a beautiful singer.
She's amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to watch it.
Right.
Just for her.
Mm-hmm.
Just for that. And, you know, it's basically like this, I think it's like the seventh annual Hunger Games. So like really early in the Hunger Games. And it was a little different back then on who your mentor was. It was basically a student from this college. And then, like, who's ever, like, person didn't die got some sort of scholarship or something like that. I can't remember 100%.
Interesting.
Peter Dinklage is great in it. And Viola Davis. I mean, like, the main actors, fantastic.
Right. The story.
Kind of silly. Yeah.
Too long.
But it's in that world, and that was, you know, beautiful, and you get to see, like, a little bit of life in District, was it 12?
Mm-hmm. 13, sorry.
The outside one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what it kind of was like several years before Katniss ever existed. So mm-hmm. it was interesting. I just wouldn't read the book.
No, I have no desire to read the book.
Yeah. Look at us little assholes. I mean, we're just like, assholes. I'm not going to read that book.
I'm not going to read the book.
But obviously there's a reason why we haven't read a lot of these yet and yeah. and plan on not to.
Right.
That's perfectly fine.
When I heard that book was coming out, I'm like, I'm not reading it.
No,
I don't give a
shit. And you read the other three, correct?
Or at least... I love The Hunger Games. I read the series as it came out, and I mm-hmm. love the movies. Mm-hmm. I think the movies are really good adaptations of the books, but I don't care.
Yeah. I know for sure I read the first one, and I really enjoyed it. I just didn't read mm-hmm. the rest because I went ahead and watched the movies because I'm a little butthead.
Butthead.
No big deal.
I asked for Christmas like special editions of the Hunger Games books. So.
And they're really well written. I mean, like, what a beautiful world.
I think it was one of the first, like, to start that dystopian young adult, like, mm-hmm. craze.
Mm-hmm. Because then we got... Divergent and I Am Number 4-ish. That wasn't really dystopian, but mm-hmm. you know, that YA craze.
Yeah.
And a lot of that dystopian stuff. So, mm-hmm. what was it? The Maze Runner. Like, mm-hmm. it's just agreed.
Yep.
Let's definitely start with Hunger Games.
Yep.
Next one I have.
Okay.
Drum roll, please.
It's not a drum. I'm just patting. Drums are. How's it going? There's a reason why I didn't play the drums. You know, in fifth grade when they're like, what drum? What instrument should you play?
And you're like, none.
I was like, none. Because I have, and so I can't keep a beat. I'm a special little lady.
You are.
So my left hand is like dumb. Anyway, that's fine.
I get it.
It's fine. Continue with what you were saying.
The next one is... Red, White, and Royal Blue by Casey McQuiston. This one came out on Prime, Amazon Prime Video.
Mm-hmm.
It stars Nicholas Galizine, Taylor Zakar Perez, Uma Thurman, Sarah Shawnee, Rachel Hilson, Stephen Fry. It's 1 hour and 58 minutes long. It could have been twice as long. I would have been fine. 7 out of 10 and a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. They switched it around on me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really need to go into description. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Red, White, and Royal Blue is my favorite book
mm-hmm.
of all time.
Yep.
The book. Mm-hmm. I have read it dozens of times, I feel mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. since, like, 2020?
I just still 2019. Remember, I'd be like, Sophia, you should read this book. And you're like, yeah.
No, dude, next time. Like, grab me by the collar.
Sophia, read the fucking book.
You would
book.
Like this book.
Okay. I'm like, okay. God, you're right. So fuck me.
I'm sorry. No,
it's fine. I'm just kidding.
This book is about Alex Claremont Diaz, who is the son of the president of the United States, and she's the first female president. It's fine. And then we have Henry, the Prince Henry. He's
Prince Henry of England.
He's of England, of Wales.
He doesn't have a last name. He's a prince.
He does have it. Yeah. It's the whole thing. It's a chapter in the book. It's super cute. and he's like the spare prince. And they hate each other. And then there's an incident at Henry's brother's wedding. And they're both of their teams are like, hey, you guys have to play nice and pretend to be really great friends. Because we need to get rid of this shit show that is the fact that you guys hate each other and our countries should be friends. And so they spend a lot more time together. And it gets really good.
And then they love each other.
And it's so cute. And, like, Henry is the Prince of England. He's not allowed to be gay. He needs to have an heir and, you know, be a prince. And, you know, the royal family hasn't really been supportive of the homosexuals in the past.
You sound like my nephew. That was so weird. Can you do it again?
No!
That was so funny, though!
And so... his family. And Alex is probably fine with it, but he doesn't know that he's, you know, that he also likes boys. So there's a lot of like self-discovery on Alex's part, and it's from Alex's point of view. And Henry is also obviously terrified because he's not allowed to be gay.
He's not allowed to be gay. He's got to repress his feelings.
He does. Yeah. And it's just an absolutely beautiful story. It's full of politics. I am a sucker for just arguing about politics. I'm such an asshole. But because of this book, I you know, became more interested in elections and, you know, being aware of who you're voting for and being a voice for voting. Please vote.
Vote.
And it's it takes place, I think, in 2016. No. Yes. No. His mother won the... His mother won the 2016 election.
Gotcha.
So the previous president was Obama, and now it's his mother. So it was like Democrat, Democrat, which I think is great. One of the next. And so now it's like coming up on his mother's re-election as well. So not only... You know, and so there's, if you didn't know, a lot of fucking homophobes in... the United States.
What?
And so Alex coming out as anything other than a straight man.
Right.
Would.
Affect her election.
Affect her election.
Yes, her re-election. Yes.
But his mom is really great. Yeah. He's really good. The movie is great. I had notes. We did a whole episode about it. like how the fact that they took out Alex's sister and. And a lot of stuff. I mean, they had to. It is what it is, and they did great. But read the book; it's so beautiful.
It's so good,
and it's narrated by Natalie Nottis. I was like, who?
I was like, you know who? You know who?
you know her.
You know her.
Narrated by Natalie Nottis. She does an absolutely great fucking job. I love her. And I just could listen to it over and over again. It's so good. And I have.
Yeah.
So maybe I should do a reread soon.
You probably should.
Yeah. So good. I love this book. So yeah. I've read it and I've seen it and I will read it and watch it again.
Yep.
When I'm sad, Nick sometimes he's like, do you want to watch Red, White, and Broadway?
That's
like,
so cute.
I'm like, yes, I love you.
Yes, I do. I really do. I would also like to... I've already watched the movie and read the book several times. Well, I've actually only read the book once, actually.
Only once? That's it?
I think so.
All right, maybe you should read it.
I probably should read it again.
You should.
But yeah, I would obviously watch the movie again and again.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear what our last one is?
I would love to. I'm trying to guess, but it's not...
I don't think you will.
Nope.
It's called Society of Snow. And it was written by Pablo...
Stop!
Virci? I'm really bad with names in general. This is 2 hours and 24 minutes long. It got a 7.8 out of 10 and a 90%.
This movie is so good.
Can you tell us about it, Morgan?
Stop. I'm so obsessed with this story. I don't know why.
I think Last Podcast on the Left did a really great series on it, and it was rather recently. So it's got, was it Ed?
Yeah, Ed was in it. Yep.
Ed in it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those first, probably big ones, I feel like.
And I think it was like January. Like it was.
It's so good.
Yes.
Society of the Snow is about a group of rugby, soccer. Soccer players. I think you're right. It's soccer. Of course it's soccer. Because they're from, I mean, not, they're from South America. I don't remember where exactly in South America. And they are on, it's a group of men and some other people that are going along. They're doing like an exhibition game and they have to fly. They're going over the Andes mountains. And
it's like fans, family, and the players.
People. Yeah. There's a bunch of people on this plane. That's more than just the players.
45 people.
Yes. To and be so they are on
this
their way.
This is a true story.
Yes, it's a true story. They're on their way to the over the Andes to go to their location. I don't know. It's somewhere warm. I don't remember where it is. somewhere else in South America.
Chile.
Do you just want to describe it?
No, you're fine.
Okay. And their plane crashes. It hits like some crazy turbulence and runs into the mountain, and it like splits apart, and several people die on impact. And this group of men, and well, not just men. Well, it's the men. That
I
survive.
Think only yeah.
The men survive.
Yeah.
Because they are young, like determined. I don't know.
And men. They're athletes.
And they're athletes.
If they
and
weren't athletes,
these men are stranded in the Andes Mountains for like 40 some days.
Yep. Something like
and
that.
And they do turn. It's not cannibalism. There's a specific word for it.
Yes.
But it's because they have nothing else left. They are... Yes.
They aren't killing people to eat them. They right. are eating already dead bodies.
Yes. It is such an interesting story. The movie is all in Spanish because they are... That's the language that these people have said that they spoke.
That's what the actors speak and also what yes, the it is, real people
it
spoke.
Is really good. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I mean, as... Saying enjoy it, it's a really it's really harrowing. It's a harrowing yeah. story. But I've listened at last podcast on the left, which Sophie and I talk about all the time.
Alive,
they are so good. this series is one of my favorites that they've done of
and
this.
And if you're listening to this, listen to that those episodes and mm-hmm. watch that movie in the summer.
Yes, because it will make you cold.
So because cold.
It's so cold. It's so,
so
cold.
Much.
And the so things that these people have to go through to survive and the means that they, it's just,
mm-hmm.
it's
they
crazy.
So,
it's
obviously
it's astounding.
Not all of the 29 people who survived the initial crash
right.
survived.
Right.
But like, fuck, they deserved to live.
Oh, my God. Avalanches.
Obviously, they all deserve to live. But
it's so horrible.
Avalanches, snowstorms.
Snowstorms.
Like, just insane.
Yes.
And then, like, they didn't know where they were.
No. Well, then they found out they were told the wrong location where they were. So they were going the wrong direction to try to find help. I would read this book, yeah. but I don't know if it's in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's an English translation.
I'm assuming.
I would read it because I find the story so fascinating, mm-hmm. and I would watch this movie again. But yeah. it requires your attention because it's in Spanish.
So you have to read subtitles.
So you have to read subtitles.
100%.
Yeah. But it's worth it. It's so
yes.
good.
And it is also on Netflix, which I did not.
Yes.
It is only on Netflix,
yes.
I should say.
Yeah.
Which is super crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It really
seems
good.
Super good.
It was
and
really,
you told me
really
to watch
good.
It. I just haven't.
Yeah. it's because it's an effort. You can't sit there and be on your phone while you're mm-hmm. watching it because you have to read it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just such a crazy story.
Especially
it's
knowing so much
survival.
From the work that last podcast and the left did of going in, you know, mm-hmm. into their mm-hmm. podcast that you knew so much already. Because mm-hmm. I've listened to those episodes so many times.
Because they are done so
They're
well.
They're so great. And I, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
I
and of course
favorite.
I can't remember the name of the word, or the word that they use that's not cannibalism.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're
remember.
Like, cannibals in Andes.
Yeah,
and
I was like, well, no, because they're not cannibals. They didn't kill these men to eat them.
Right.
They died, and then they ate them to survive.
Yeah.
Because
that was it.
Yeah. They didn't, you're in the mountains. It's
yeah.
just all snow. It's a.
And you can't eat snow.
No.
You'll dehydrate and die. It's just like you can't drink seawater.
Yeah. You will die.
You will die.
Yeah. So I highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm. That's our last one.
That's fantastic.
I mean, I'm sure there were others. And I know there were others that actually
yeah.
were book to movie adaptations that came out in 2023. But mm-hmm. these are ones that I know we had some vague
mm-hmm.
knowledge of.
Right. Yep.
If not already had seen.
Yeah. I want to watch Society of the Snow again. But.
Yeah.
Not because it's fun.
But it's just so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the people
It's intriguing.
Who,
it's interesting.
Yeah, we love documentaries. So it's,
we love documentaries.
How do you not love this one?
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's
so good.
Like a documentary,
yeah.
except for it's like these actors are like
Yeah, it's fictional.
Living it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's super bonkers.
I even have favorite moments of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I go and listen to my favorite parts because I'm weird. But
no, you're fine.
Alive! It's at the end where, like, they finally found people and they're like across a huge river. And the guy's like, mañana. And he goes, tomorrow? What do you mean tomorrow? And so they just sit there. And they have to wait for this guy on a horse to come back.
And all they could hear is, mañana.
And just, I can just hear Ed go, tomorrow? Oh my god, honestly, that was so funny.
When I leave from work sometimes, one of my employees will be like, all right, hasta mañana, you know? Yeah. And I go, and in my head I go, tomorrow! Just like how Ed said it.
What do you mean tomorrow? So funny. Oh my god.
I love it.
I love it. Yeah.
This was a lot of fun.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't do any work, and I had so much fun.
Sorry, I'm the one with the laptop. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, no, I love that.
Yeah.
I just didn't have any time. I'm so
sorry. I felt like Marcus. In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. Yeah. And I'm Ed.
Yeah.
I'm not Henry Zebrowski. Incorrect. I'm Ed Larson. I would love to be Ed Larson. Yeah.
And I had a great time being Marcus. I'm not complaining at all.
I love that so much.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm dyslexic.
It's fine.
And then I say autistic first. I'm like, that's not right. But I probably that too.
We all have a touch, don't we?
Just probably. A little bit of autism. Just a drop.
One little drop in our teacup.
Just reminds me of the Powerpuff Girls with sugar, spice, everything nice, and a little bit of autism.
In that little animation. Dark color. Yeah. And it just swirls around in there. We're fine.
A bunch of droppers of different things.
Depressed. Anxious.
Loves carbs.
You'll never lose weight. Because you love carbs so much.
Drop, 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 drop. Pours an entire cup in. I lost 2 pounds.
Nice.
While pregnant.
That doesn't make sense.
No idea.
No. So are you saying I should watch my carbs? Not doing it. I'll watch them.
You'll starve.
Yeah.
When you need to eat plain chicken, like no breading, which is fine, but that's all you'd be able to eat. Hot dog. No bun.
No fun.
No breading.
No fun.
No toast.
No fun. I would die without toast.
Yeah, I know. It's not no. It's just like counting the carbs and making sure that they're under a certain amount during meals. Because it's like 6 carbs for 2 tablespoons of peanut butter. Sorry, this is way off topic. Six carbs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to keep it under 60.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like 23 carbs per slice of bread.
Mm.
So that's 46.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 6.
For the peanut butter.
For the peanut butter. And that's only if you use 2 tablespoons.
I don't want to count carbs. It sounds horrible.
No, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But today I found bread that was, I think, 13 carbs.
Wow.
I know, but it's like a multigrain. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I just want white bread. I'm a white girl. I want white bread.
I am a white bread bitch.
I just want white bread.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
I'm going to home and have a slice of bread with peanut butter on it.
That sounds delicious.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that we had fun.
This was so fun.
Next week, we will be back with some movies that have come out so far in 2024
mm-hmm.
and are going to come out in 2024 and whether or not we will watch it and or read the book or if we've already read the book.
I mean, if you can't tell, we probably won't read the book.
I've read one. I know
this is
for
a book,
sure.
This is a book podcast.
But there are so many. It's so crazy how so many books get made into movies.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
Yep.
Because it's like, there are people who write scripts. That's what they do.
That's like original scripts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet they're like, oh, but this movie should be on this book.
Have you read this book? Let's make it into a movie.
Have you read this?
Mm-hmm. Have you read this? Alexander Hamilton. And a tour de fer.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to go out. And I was like, she's going to keep going.
I got you. I think everybody knows.
She gets it.
I get it.
So,
yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to us.
Yes.
If you'd like to reach out to us and give us some suggestions for some more titles, reach out to us on Instagram at Pages and Pages Pod, or shoot us an email at pagesandpagespodcast@gmail.com. And while you're at it, recommend us to...
your doctor.
Your movie theater attendant.
My God. The possibilities are endless. And I can't think of a single person to exist.
Yeah.
Your botanist.
And the person who rips the tickets at the theater.
Okay, you went with the theme. You didn't tell me the theme beforehand.
No, because then you would have taken my person.
The person sitting next to you in the movie theater.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
Hey. Do you want to listen to this podcast?
Hey, do you like podcasts? It's fine. The trailers are on. It's just the trailers. So just
the trailers. It's Marcus. It's that Marcus guy.
We don't care about him.
He's annoying as hell.
He's in his chair. He's so stupid.
And he's going to eat some fucking popcorn. Yeah. He loves popcorn.
He loves popcorn.
I've heard.
Don't care. Hey.
Hey you.
Hey you. It makes my throat hurt. Do you like podcasts?
Even if you don't listen to this one.
You just pull it up. Like, do you want us to do it right now? Scan this QR code. In my car, because I listen to a podcast to help me go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to the whole podcast.
Uh-huh.
And then it ends at that, you know, that's when it shuts off. Uh-huh. And so then if I go in my car the next morning and connect my phone to it, it'll start playing the next podcast, and it's always us.
Oh, no.
And I go,
I know me!
I said, dear God, no!
It's me! I know it! I've already heard it!
I hate that so much!
I heard me.
I don't want to hear me ever again, even though I do every time. But that's
every other
fine.
Week. Every week.
Anyway, bye.
If you would like to leave us a review, please do.
Oh, yeah.
Only if it's nice.
Yep, just be nice to us.
And you have a great day.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.